right, everybody, welcome back, ready to unlock some serious math secrets.
I hope so, because today we are diving headfirst into the fascinating world of Vedic mathematics.
That's right. We're talking about ancient Indian techniques that can make even the most intimidating calculations seem, well, kind of fun, actually.
Fun and easy. That's the beauty of it. We're going to show you how these methods work and why they're so powerful.
And just to be clear, we're not just throwing random formulas at you. This is about understanding the elegance and logic behind these ancient techniques.
Exactly. It's all about seeing the patterns, understanding the relationships between numbers, and using that intuition to your advantage.
So for today's deep dive, we're focusing on a specific trick that I think you'll really enjoy, multiplication by 99.
Yes, a classic. And a perfect example of how Vedic mathematics can simplify what might seem like a tedious calculation.
Absolutely. We're going to unpack two specific methods, reduce by one and all from 9 and the last from 10. Don't worry, these names might sound a bit strange at first, but trust us, they're very intuitive and easy to grasp.
They really are. Once you see them in action, you'll wonder why you ever struggled with those multiplication tables.
Okay, so let's start with a real example. Let's say we want to multiply 89 by 99.
Perfect example.
Using the reduce by one method, what's the first thing we do? Well, we simply subtract 1 from our original number, 89. So that gives us
88, of course.
See, I told you it was easy. But you might be thinking, okay, that's great, but what's the point?
Right, that's where it gets really interesting. Now we bring in the second part of the technique. All from 9 and the last from 10. It sounds complicated, but it's all about clever subtraction.
So walk us through it. What do we do next?
We take our original number, 89, and we subtract each digit from 9 and the last digit from 10.
Okay, so 9 minus 8 gives us 1, and then 10 minus 9 is also 1. We're left with 11.
You got it. And if you're wondering where those numbers fit in, take a look at what we have so far. 88 and 11. Starting to look familiar.
Wait a minute. Are we about to just dot combine those numbers?
Exactly. And when we put them together, 88, 11, boom. That's our answer. 89 multiplied by 99 is 8811.
That's amazing. It's like magic, but it has to be more than just a trick, right? How does this even work mathematically?
I assure you, it's not magic. It's all about understanding what's really happening when we multiply by 99. Think of it this way. Multiplying by 99 is like taking 100 groups of something and removing just one group.
Okay, I'm following so far.
So when we reduce by 1, we're essentially setting up those 99 groups. And the all from 9 and the last from 10 part, that's just a clever way of doing the subtraction to figure out what that one group we're removing actually represents.
Wow, that makes so much sense. It's like this technique isn't just giving us a shortcut. It's changing the way we think about the problem entirely.
Exactly. It's about understanding the underlying structure of numbers and using that to our advantage. But it gets even more interesting. Remember, I mentioned there's another way to approach this.
Oh, you mean there's another way to reach that same elegant solution.
Exactly. This one uses the number 100. Instead of thinking of 99 as just 99, we can view it as 101.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
So if we want to multiply 89 by 99, we can first multiply 89 by 100, which is a piece of cake, 8900. Then all we have to do is subtract our original number, 89, from that. And guess what we get?
8811. The same answer, but with a whole different method.
Exactly. This just shows the flexibility and elegance of Vedic mathematics. It's not about memorizing rigid formulas, but about understanding numbers in a deeper, more intuitive way.
And that's where the real magic happens, right? It's not just about getting the right answer quickly. It's about changing your relationship with math altogether.
Absolutely. Imagine using these techniques to speed up your calculations, improve your accuracy, and maybe even start to enjoy math a little bit more.
I know I am. And it makes you wonder what other mathematical secrets are hiding in plain sight, just waiting to be rediscovered. Who knows? Maybe we'll unlock a few more in our next deep dive. Until then, keep those minds curious and keep exploring the incredible world of numbers.